Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This will be a sermon on one word in the gospel lesson, the name of the Baptist, John. It means God is gracious. Now, human beings don't always live out the meaning of their names, but this was a John who was sent to do exactly that. The name was given to him by God through the angel, and it was to be his message. He was to make the grand announcement of the coming of the Messiah to bring grace from the King of Kings. He is the fitting herald of Advent to help prepare the hearts and the attitudes of the people of his time and all of us who have lived since for repentant and eager reception of the promised Lord of grace. This is grace that is needed, much needed. John knew that he was the voice mentioned in the ancient prophecy, which was to cry out, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." There were and are crooked and rough places blocking the Lord's way of grace, obstacles by which sinful people block him out and refuse to welcome him into their lives. It's like the men of Jerusalem plugging their ears and silencing Stephen with stones, or the people of Jerusalem, the people of Nazareth, acting the same way when Jesus told them that he was the Savior. And all of these were outwardly pious people. The opposition to Christ takes many forms in many kinds of people, sometimes very subtle or even self-deceiving. But I'll just give the blatant but honest example of Lenin the communist long ago when he expressed what is in fact in many hearts. "We hate Christians and Christianity. Even the best of them must be considered our worst enemies. They preach love of one's neighbor and mercy, which is contrary to our principles. Make his path straight." Now, I'm not quoting Lenin anymore, but I'm quoting John and Isaiah here. In the words expressing the divine concern for a crooked world which needs to be made straight, it always makes me think of the story of the man who went to another planet and found people there who had not fallen into sin. They didn't know what it was. The only way he could think of to describe it to them was to say that the people on earth had started out straight and sinless, but had since been bent. Now, that is actually a very good way, rightly understood, to express the crookedness of our world. All of us, since the first sinners, have been born bent, inclined toward iniquity, so that we stumble into it again and again. We need a straightener. Grace is needed to make the rough places smooth. Human beings have countless ways of making the places where they live rough by loveless words and actions and by their cruelty to each other. There's a story by John Ruskin about some children who were invited to a Christmas party. One of them saw a shiny tack in one of the chairs, and he decided that he wanted that. So he took out his pocket knife and removed the pretty tack. The others saw it and wanted some too. And out came the tacks. And then, not satisfied, the stronger ones began to take the tacks away from the weaker ones. And soon all the tacks were in the hands of a few bullies who watched each other with greedy eyes. The room was a wreck. The children were bruised and bleeding, and not even the victors with all the tax were happy. Were those children ready to celebrate the peace and joy of Christmas? I don't think so. This story is a sort of a lens through which to see the greed and quarrelsomeness of humankind. John had the task of making way for Jesus and the gospel of grace by bringing hearts and souls to a knowledge of their sin and a state of mind in which they could welcome him as their straightener, their savior, their redeemer. Then his message could be sweet comfort as he stood before them, pointing to Jesus and crying out, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." God is gracious in bringing the sacrifice which atones for all sins, gracious in speaking forgiveness, gracious in healing and restoring and straightening and strengthening and sanctifying. Some asked John whether he himself was the Christ, the Savior, and the straightener. He answered, "No, I am unworthy to untie his shoe." He knew that he too was a fallen sinner in need of the forgiving grace of his great cousin. The true bringer of grace and the one who brings about, the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit in order to bring about faith and renewal of life. Jesus came to John and was baptized as the substitute for sinners, and he has ordained that needy sinners should be baptized into his baptism, that is, into the benefits and blessings of his sacrificial work, to use and enjoy them with joyful faith and renewal. But that's a topic for Epiphany. We are now in the season of Advent, the time of preparation to welcome the Savior coming in love, heralded by all who say with John, "God is gracious." Amen.